ABC Radio Australia.
Well, China's floating hospital, known as the Peace Ark, will pull up anchor from Port Moresby Harbour today and set sail for Vanuatu and Fiji before moving on to South and Central America. It's been docked in the Papua New Guinean capital for the past week, where the Chinese embassy says it's treated more than 5,000 people. China says a humanitarian mission is about helping its friends and allies, but security analysts say it's also a way of winning hearts and minds in an increasingly contested Pacific. Bill Bainbridge has more.
The People's Liberation Army Navy ship arrived last week to a traditional welcome and blanket media coverage.
Its mission is to strengthen international humanitarian
aid. It's staffed by more than 100 medical personnel and equipped with 300 beds and 8 operating rooms, and even offers a range of traditional Chinese medicine treatments. As well as treating the general public, the ship conducts academic exchanges with local hospital staff. Security analyst Alejandro Sanchez says the Peace Ark is modelled on similar vessels operated by the United States and forms part of China's soft diplomacy efforts in the Pacific and around the world.
I think what the Chinese government is trying to accomplish is that it wants to portray itself to the world as a friendly global power. We need to put the Peace Ark as part of Beijing's public diplomacy strategy, that they want to approach friendly nations, wants to portray itself as a benign, as a friendly global power that is interested in development of its friends and allies. Hence, you have the Peace Ark that carries out these massive tours crossing different continents because it wants to gain the acceptance, gain the support, gain the approval of the local population.
The highest profile visit to the ship came from PNG Prime Minister Peter O'Neill, and Alejandro Sanchez says cementing relations with allies is another key aim of the project.
When it comes to the government level, it actually helps cement the relationship between these two countries. China is obviously very interested in cementing the relationship they have with its partners around the world.
But there is a hard edge to China's soft power, as Taiwan is increasingly finding. The Peace Ark will pointedly bypass Pacific countries that give diplomatic recognition to Taiwan, and after its Pacific tour, will set sail for the Dominican Republic, a nation that switched allegiances earlier this year. But while the Peace Ark may be making inroads for China's Hearts and Minds campaign, it's still lagging a long way behind its biggest rivals.
China, for every positive initiative that we hear about, that the Chinese government carries out, there are also several negative ones, like illegal fishing or Chinese companies not delivering with the projects that they promised. There have been a lot of these incidents. So in that sense, I think the Chinese government is lagging behind global powers like, you know, the US or even Russia or Europe. Of course, they have their own problems and their own set of setbacks, but it's not like the Chinese like catching up too much. I mean, there are other things that were lagging behind. I mean, trade is always important. You have the Peace Ark, but for example, the US has Hollywood in size, he has pop culture, you know, every person, whether it's Mexico, Argentina, or Gabon, or Tanzania, or Fiji, has watched at least one Hollywood movie, or probably more than that, on a weekly basis, or they wear, you know, Western clothes, so the Chinese pop culture is not gaining a strong ground across the world. So I think in that sense, it's lagging behind. I mean, certainly initiatives like the Peace Ark are important initiatives, but there's still too much that China needs to do in order to catch up.